Chapter 5. The Poet. Somewhere in another place, there was a poet. He was originally from the Valley of the Stone Face. He never forgot the valley and the Great Stone Face. So he often used the beauty, peace, and simplicity of that tranquil place in his poems. He became very famous. Everyone loved his poems. Ernest also loved these poems. He sometimes even felt that he was the poet. The poet so often reflected Ernest's own thoughts on the world. Every evening, Ernest read these poems while sitting in front of the Great Stone Face. Ernest looked up at the face and said, "This poet understands everything you have taught me. Is this not the man who resembles you?" The face seemed to smile, but answered not a word. The poet lived very far away from the valley, in a big city. But he also knew about Ernest. He had heard about him from another writer. In fact, some of his poems were developed from Ernest's character. He really wanted to meet the man who gave him so much inspiration. One day, the poet decided to go to the Valley of the Great Stone Face. He traveled for many hours and finally arrived at the hotel Mr. Gathergold once lived in. The poet did not enter the hotel. Instead, he took his bag and started walking. He found a small house and asked the farmer, "Excuse me, can you tell me where Ernest lives?" "Of course," said the farmer. "He is my neighbor. His house is the next one along this road." The poet walked a short distance and soon found it. He also saw Ernest sitting outside the house. He was reading a book. "Can you give a traveler a place to sleep for the night?" he asked Ernest. Ernest looked up, smiled, and said, "Of course." The poet sat down next to him, and they began to talk. The hours passed by like seconds. In the poet's life, he had the chance to talk to some of the smartest men in the world. But no man was like Ernest. No man could express his deepest thoughts and feelings like Ernest. The poet was deeply impressed. Ernest was also very impressed by the poet. He never met a man before who could understand him so well. It seemed like their thoughts were in complete harmony. Ernest looked up at the Great Stone Face. He seemed to be listening to everything that Ernest and the poet were talking about. He turned back to the poet and asked, "Who are you?" The poet looked at the book and pointed to his name on the cover. He said, "You know my name. You are reading my poems." For many years, Ernest hoped that this poet would become the human form of the Great Stone Face. He looked at the face and then at the poet. Ernest looked very sad and disappointed. The poet was surprised at this. "Why do you suddenly look so sad?" he asked. All my life, I have waited to see the legendary human form of the Great Stone Face. I hoped you would be him. You hoped? Asked the poet. You hoped I would be the human form of the Great Stone Face? I am really sorry to disappoint you. I am not worthy to resemble this great symbol. Ernest was puzzled by his words. Why do you think you are not worthy? Your work shows sincerity and purity. The poet responded, My writing has small amounts of purity in it. But my writing is not the same as my life. My life does not reflect my thoughts. I lack faith. My writing expresses the faith I want to have. Ernest listened very carefully to the poet. Both had tears of sadness in their eyes. For a long time, Ernest had been giving speeches to the local people next to a pretty forest. He and the poet now walked to that place. There was a small forest with a tiny opening. They walked through the opening, and there was a beautiful view. They were looking out onto a peaceful lake with the Great Stone Face behind it. It was magnificent. In front of them was a small gathering of people. By now, the sun was casting shadows over the Great Stone Face. It was an amazing sight. The poet stood looking at the beautiful sight for many minutes. It was inspiration for his next poem. But the people were more interested in Ernest and his speech. It was such a powerful speech because his words reflected his life. He lived a life of the greatest deeds. The poet also listened very carefully to Ernest. His eyes were filled with tears. He thought, "His words are more beautiful and powerful than any of the poetry I have written. He is like a prophet." The poet looked at Ernest. He admired his gentle and kind face. He admired the head of white hair. He also looked at the Great Stone Face behind Ernest. Now, in the light of the evening, the final rays of the sun shone on the Great Face. It looked like it had white hair too. It was a very grand sight. At that moment, the poet realized something. He looked at Ernest again. Then he looked up to the Great Stone Face again. He felt a strange feeling in his whole body. Suddenly, he threw up his arms and cried out, "Everybody, look at the Great Stone Face! Look at Ernest! He resembles the Great Stone Face." They said, "It is true. Ernest does resemble the Great Stone Face." Finally, after so many years of waiting, the legendary man was there in the valley. Ernest turned to look at the Great Stone Face. By now, his speech was over. He just left that small gathering and walked home. He did not believe he resembled the Great Face. He still hoped he would meet a man just like the Great Stone Face one day.